Did Florida cover the spread last night?
I don't know. I'm going to check right now. I was really asking.
Straight up blackout, huh?
No. I remember everything.
That Snapchat you sent last night of, I think it was a Felly music video playing and Tori dead asleep and you dancing, was hilarious.
That was not Tori, that was Sabelle that was still at the party. We were
you got too many hoes, bro.
Yeah, we Ubered back home. We took her car to the party. We Ubered back home. Left my keys in her car. No.
Sick, bro. I know you did that just so she had to come over today and you could get your Sunday Sabbath on. Yeah, you feeling? How's the vid, bro?
Dude, I fucking killed that shit.
What, you did a sex film?
No, the COVID. This means it's too strong. Hello and welcome. Keeping up with the Commissioner's podcast. Didn't fuck it up that time. Playoff, semifinals. So pretty big for me, at least. Not for either of you guys. Let's start with Drew. I know you had a long night last night. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling rough today, boys. It's going to be a tough one, but I'm here to get through it with my friends, Frankie and Brendan, and for you all. So you're welcome.
Nice. Yeah, you're welcome, everyone. Frankie, how about you?
Yeah, man, I'm feeling good. I'm done with the vid, so, you know, moving forward.
Let's go. I'm going to break some news to you, Frankie. You haven't heard it. I have a PS5 coming in today.
You got to hold the one?
Today. On Friday, on the PlayStation Direct thing where you get in the queue. Yeah. I was at work. I got in the queue. I was like, no shit. I get this shit. I looked down at my phone a couple minutes later. It's like estimated wait time 1 minute. I was like, oh my God. I ran out of the OR and like went out and sat down.
Someone's dying on the phone.
Yeah, I ran out, like went down, sat down and locked it in. So it's coming in today.
That's awesome. Man, you must have been checking that like every day.
Bro, I was in that queue like 12 times. Like that's literally wild. I had notifications set on like a Twitter that tells you when it's up.
Yeah,
it was a grind, but it's gonna be all worth it. Hopefully that's today awesome. So yeah, playoffs, Frankie, you lost a tight one to Matt in one of the greatest games of all time.
I'm still so salty, bro.
It's fitting that game comes in the heels of that Browns Ravens game, which is also one of the greatest games of all time. So one of the greatest did you watch the game, Drew?
No.
Yeah, watch the highlights, but it's outrageous. So two of the greatest games of all time last week. Frankie come out on the wrong side of it, unfortunately. This week for the playoffs, we got me versus Cormac, and then we got Mikey, hate the CTE, versus Matt, the Denver Dabbers. But first, we'll go into the consolation bracket. First game is 09 versus the fantasy team. This has no implications for the Aztat, I believe, because you guys
– Correct. Right?
No, okay, yeah, because sure, Drew, you had a bye. Yeah, because you had a bye.
Yeah, this is the real first place turn. This is where all the money's made right here. This game.
Yeah, so we're talking about getting a trophy for first place. We should maybe get a consolation bracket trophy too. Maybe it's like a big toilet with a big turd in it.
You could look into it.
Yeah, just the second one. So if you win the consolation bracket, you get something. So there's three NFL games played already, which is more than usual at this point. But Sean only had one guy so far. Aaron Jones got him 23 points. Pretty good start. Drew going with Tannehill against Detroit. I don't hate that. Man, Drew, your wide receivers, as always, are money if they're gonna perform. Sean's got Kyler Murray against Philly. Philly's a sneaky good defense. I don't know. Devontae Parker questionable. Is he playing? Looks good to play. I mean, I don't care about this game really, but you know what, Drew? I'm gonna say you're gonna win this one. Frankie, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I also don't care about this game, but I do really like Drew's team this week. I think think they're really going to have a big week, and they're going to pull this one out.
Drew Britt?
Thanks for the support, guys. I love to hear it out of you. I know you guys always got my back. This game means more to me than the 2009 Super Bowl, and if you know me, it means a lot. I think Green Bay was in it. Either way. This is where my championship's going to be won. It means everything to me, and I'm going to take this W, Sean.
And listen, Drew, I mean, from bottom of the barrel to potentially winning the consolation bracket, that's a good. I mean, you can't
bottom
go wrong with
the
that.
Middle, yeah.
You're moving up. I mean, next year maybe you'll lose in the playoffs. All right, so another consolation bracket game that has no implications for the ASTAT is Mitch, the anti-vaxxers versus all Mahomies, Elijah. Mitch has got a pretty solid start, 45 points. Actually, not really, because he had a lot of guys play. Aaron Rodgers, 18, not great. Hunter Henry, good from the tight end position, 15, 3 from his kicker, or 3 from Robbie Anderson. Oh, shit, that's bad. And Elijah had a good start from Cole Beasley, 15 points. I think I'm going to pick Elijah just because he has more guys left on the board. I feel like you always want to have more guys playing when it comes down to it than having your results in already. I don't know. 3 points from Mitch's flex is not good. I'm going to go riding Elijah off of Patty Mahomes. Drew, what do you think?
I love that science, Brendan. There's something beautiful in the unknown, you know, the mysterious.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to take Mitch in this one, though. I think the production's fine, and hopefully that 3 at flex doesn't hurt him.
All right, Frankie?
I'm going to take Elijah in this one. I don't know who D. Washington is for Miami, but I don't like him. James Conner's questionable. I love Cole Beasley, so I'm going with Elijah.
Cole Beasley has been a sneaky, awesome fantasy player.
Dude, this is like one of his best years of his career.
Outrageous. He's been really good. But yeah, I guess I should also mention, Frankie, last week we were both 3-1, so you're still 3 games behind me with 2 weeks left. So.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and we have the two
start mixing it up
same two picks right now. So going into the important games, the playoff games, we'll do mine versus Cormac because I think this is actually less exciting because Cormac put up some absolute numbers on me. 25 from Darren Waller, tight end, 12 from his kicker, Bass. Only 7 from Devontae Adams, and this is where I find my silver lining. His tight end put up big numbers. His kicker put up decent numbers. But when one of your best players, Devontae Adams, only puts up 7 points, I don't know. I have to like my standing. I mean, my team is – I didn't get any of my guys back this week again. But you know what? We pulled out a miracle last week. There's no reason why we can't do it again. I think Cormac is prone to put up low-point games. So I'm going to have to just count on that. I might score 100. I'm going to pick myself. Drew, what do you think?
These games were so good last week. Like, Frankie and Matt's game, I actually followed, you know?
They both came down to the wire.
Ravens game. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm excited to watch this one, but I think I like Cormac in this one.
That's fair.
It's going to be a tough one, Brendan, but I hope you can pull it out. Cormac, like, doesn't listen to the pod, doesn't really support us.
Hate to see someone like that win. You really do.
Yeah, but I'm still taking him.
Okay. Frankie?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at these lineups here. I don't love Tom Brady.
No.
He threw it, I think, a career low last week, like passes thrown.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that fucked me in losing my game. Chris Godwin only got me like 3 points.
Yeah.
I am going to pick Cormac because I need to. I see a way you can win. It's going to be close, but.
You said this last week and I did pull it out.
I know, but this week. You're not pulling it out.
No, probably not. I really think I'm just playing for third place at this point.
Yeah, you take that.
I would love that. I would love a quick little money back. All right, then in my mind, the more interesting game between two absolute powerhouses, the shocker of the season, the Denver Dabbers. I mean, they've been absolutely popping lately. And then you got Mikey, hate to CTE, at 6-game winning streak into the first round by – he's got 86 points already. I mean, Josh Allen, 37 last night. Josh Jacobs, 18. Stephon Diggs, 20. His kicker, 10. I mean, he's popping again. But I have no reason to think that Matt's team isn't going to put up another 140. So I think this is going to be really close. And, you know, like I said, I do love having the players on the board. But when it's that much of a discrepancy right off the bat, I think I have to go Mikey. Frankie, we'll go to you.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, Mikey's team absolutely snapped already.
I mean,
we're going to need Derrick Henry to have another 40-plus point game, and I'm not going to rule that out.
It could easily happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Rams, great defense against the Jets, man. Mm. I'm going to take Matt in this one. He's going to pull this one out.
You know, we have next week, too. You don't have to pick against me in all these games, but all right.
Don't worry.
All right, Drew, did you go?
Brandon.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't go.
Oh, that's the
other thing. You're turning away from your theory, you know?
I did, but that's too many. My theory only works to a certain point. That's a lot of points.
Yeah, these guys are hanging out together this weekend. I'm sure they'll be watching this one closely, and I think there is beauty in the unknown. Taking Matt's team in this one.
All right. The theory makes sense, but just when it's that many points, I gotta play it safe. That's it for the games this week. You guys got any gambling picks?
Let me check real quick.
Frankie, you were 1-1 last week. I was 0-2 last week. We're both 11-15 on the year in our terms of our gambling picks.
Gators covered the spread last night.
Shout out Gators. Go Gators.
Oh, go Gators. That's all that matters.
Also, Frankie, while you're on that, I have other gambling picks, but I don't have my phone on me. Can you just look at the Browns-Giants line?
Yeah, one sec. Browns are minus – I got them at -7.
Okay, that's a lot, but I'm going to take the Browns -7. I think if anything, last week they proved – that they can come back from, you know, the whole question all year was, can Baker come back from down 14 in the fourth quarter? He did it twice. That game was just whoever got the ball last was going to win. I think this is big. I don't like moral victories, but this is big for the Browns. They win this week. All they have to do is beat the Jets next week to lock in a playoff spot. So huge game. I'm going Browns -7. If it was, I would take them in any line right now. I think they're going to be
Baker
good.
Good.
Dude, he's awesome.
Yeah.
All the haters can literally suck on my fat. Nice. And this is the Giants are playing Colt McCoy, and Freddie Kitchens is calling plays. Ultimate former Cleveland Browns revenge game. Doesn't matter. They're both terrible. So I love Colt McCoy, but no, it's Browns.
Is that it?
That's it for me. My other one, I have a bunch of other picks, but Jill has my phone. She's picking up our food right now. So
I gotcha. Yeah, Kansas City -3 against the Saints.
Oh, yeah.
I think they got Drew Brees back, right? But Michael Thomas is out.
Michael Thomas is out again.
Thomas, man, him and McCaffrey, dude, a couple first-round picks.
So disappointing.
Saquon, I know Drew's been hurt by that one.
I mean, a lot of injuries this year. What's going to happen, I know. I said that I was going to lose last week and my guys were going to come back, but I won, so they didn't come back. I'm going to lose this week and I'll get Kittle and Galladay back next week. And Joe Mixon probably for the third-place game. So I guess at least I made it to the third-place game.
Yeah, but they're realistically, at the end of the year, they're probably not coming back, right?
I can see Kittle, if the Niners win, they're still in playoff contention. Kittle will come back. And I think, yeah, Galladay, I don't know. Probably not, but we'll see.
He's probably not going to be on the Lions next year. I think this is his last year of his contract.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it'd be cool to see him go somewhere else.
He might be my keeper. He's fucking awesome when he plays.
He's nasty. And I'm also going to take the Bears +3 against Minnesota. I love the Bears lately.
I bashed you last week.
Smoked
for picking
them,
the Bears.
Oh my God.
30, what was it, 36-3 or something? God damn.
Yeah, man. It was nuts.
I was, listen, hand up. I was wrong. I fucked up. I took Emeka Okafor. I was wrong. that's all I can say. Drew, I'm guessing you don't have anything today.
I got nothing for you, bro.
You got the Gators to cover the spread against Alabama.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
yeah, so they're not making the playoff, right? That was it. That was it's over for them.
I need to go back to bed.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I don't have anything else. You guys got anything?
No, nothing else, man.
I would say good luck to everyone except Mitch, but Mitch is in a game that doesn't matter. So you know what? Good luck to everyone this week.
There you go.
Actually, I do have something. People got to start making payments. Finals here. I've gotten one payment so far, and that's Matt at the beginning of the year.
Frankie's the treasurer, and he's got some muscle that will come for those kneecaps if you don't pay him. I'm not paying until after I lose, obviously.
I don't want to have to do that to you guys.
No, you really don't. So let's get these payments into Frank.
So for everyone who listens to the podcast.
Yeah. Everyone who actually listens, so like the four people that listen, we got to get these payments. And me personally, I'm going to wait till I'm out of money contention. Because if I get my money back, I'm just not going to pay.
Cool, bro. Yeah, we heard you.
Yeah. Drew, send that money into Frankie.
All right, guys.
Frankie, send that money into yourself.
Yeah.
All right. One love. Have a good week. Good luck to everyone, including Mitch.
Love you guys. Peace.
All right, guys.
Peace.
See you guys. Love you.